chers auditeurs. Et maintenant, après toute cette météo passionnante, nous retrouvons la séquence spéciale de Radio Grouga.
Radio Grouga, la radio qu'elle est chouette à écouter.
And now it's time for Grouga Radio.
Maintenant, Radio Grouga.
Radio Grouga.
And now Grouga
Radio. Radio Grouga.
Radio. In direct live, you're listening to Grouga Radio.
Et maintenant, Radio Grouga.
Hi everyone, I've got great pleasure to be in front of Matt Leacock. Hi Matt.
Hello.
So Matt Leacock is the game designer of the huge success Pandemic, and Pandemic is now all back to the scene because there is an extension now. So back to the beginning, Matt, what was the idea, what was the sparkle to create this kind of game?
Yeah, well, I think I was out walking with my infant daughter, and probably sleep deprived. She was very young, and you have a lot of time to think, and all sorts of ideas bounce around your head. I was fascinated with chain reactions, and as a teenager, I did a game called Fission Chips, where you were inside a nuclear reactor and chain reactions got out of control, and I could never quite get that balanced. But I had played Kenizia's Lord of the Rings and enjoyed co-ops, and that kind of opened my eyes to the possibilities there. So I thought I would take this interesting concept of chain reactions and cooperative. You need an opponent for a co-op game, and I thought diseases would be perfect because they could spiral out of control, and it could be if you have that on a global scale, you've got a pandemic. So I took that, and I've always been a fan of card management games where you can play a card for multiple purposes. So very early on, it was about set collection or movement for those cards. And the fun thing about it was, after this walk, I came home and I grabbed a large sheet of paper and sketched the whole thing out. I think I had a prototype together in like 40 minutes. And I was, you know, playing with myself for a little while and brought my wife in. We played a few turns. And I think it was by accident, really, that I found we had the discard pile. And I wasn't sure what to do with it. And, I stuck it on top, and the reactions got worse. And I'm like, okay, there's the game. And from that spark and that seed, the rest of the game followed.
What was the new thing when Pandemic came on the market was that it's a cooperative game, that's sure, for sure. But it's a quick game, rather a quick game. So if you spoke about the Kenizia Lord of the Rings, it's quite a long game. And when you were speaking about cooperative, it means long games. So now there was a really nice thing to present cooperative games, and after 45 minutes you had to restart it because it was too much pressure. You have to restart the game. So is it a conclusion, or did you discover the fact that it was a quick game, or did you want to do a quick game?
Oh, I very much wanted to do a lightweight, accessible game that was playable in under an hour. I mean, 60 minutes is my target. You know, anything under that would have been great. That was mostly because I wanted to find a game that I could play with my wife and our friends. And so I was very sensitive to that. I designed it with her in mind and our friends in mind, thinking if people come over, this is the test I would do. I would picture myself explaining the rules. Whenever I felt like I needed to apologize for the complexity of something, I would pull the rule out. And also did a lot of observation when testing the game to see where people made mistakes. And then I would not necessarily correct them and see where they went with things. Because sort of the natural way to play the game might have been the better way to play the game. And those types of exercises, like silent observation and lots of iterative testing, helped make the game more approachable.
How much time did it take to design? So 40 minutes for the ideas, now...
Oh, well, it took a long time. It wasn't always action-based. Initially, you had little cubes that you could spend, and you had a certain varying amount of them. And so it took a while to get that polished out. I think from start to finish, from concept to when I pitched to Zev, it was about 3 years. Designs since then have come down in time, but that one, I had the luxury of doing many, many rounds of testing, and I could bring it to conventions and get lots of feedback. So you really polished it up with that amount of time. Yeah,
you had the time to test it.
Yeah, plenty. Well, yeah, it, sometimes it's more important that you have a long physical amount of time, even though the time spent on the game may not be very much. It gives you more time to think things over, you know.
Let the flow goes on and see what are the impacts, yeah, and then define the solution.
I'd rather have 8 hours over 8 weeks, you know, 1 hour a week than 8 hours in 1 day, because you just get better results. Yeah.
So were you a game designer before?
Still a game designer as a hobbyist, and I've always been, you know, since I was a kid. I'm an interaction designer at work, and the two are very similar.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's the first game which is really on the market, or?
Well, I did a small home, you know, like desktop publishing, small press game in 2000, like 200 copies. And I did another card game, 100 copies, when I was in college. But Pandemic is really the first game that's hit the market.
So you met Z-Man Games, the first publisher? It was Z-Man Games, or?
Yeah.
Okay, so how did you meet them?
I got introduced, or got invited to the Gathering of Friends in Ohio, and I brought Pandemic 2 or 3 years in a row and got feedback, and at one point it just kind of tipped, it was ready. And I pitched it to Zev right as he was leaving for the airport. I think I had 10 minutes of his time to kind of make my pitch. And, well, that was fine. It was enough to get him interested, so I sent him a prototype, and they liked the game, so... Yeah, the rest is history with that.
What is your reaction in front of the actuality now has been reaching the game? So, you know, you had the Mexican flu in all over the world. Pandemic is actuality. So you could use this game in schools to explain what is pandemic.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I like the educational aspects of it. It also is great for teaching geography. And I like the fact that it focuses on the positive. You know, the team is coming together to try to defeat the disease. And that's certainly very topical. You know, it's in the news all the time, which hasn't hurt. Still, you want to be sensitive. I didn't name the diseases for a very specific reason. I didn't want people to be, you know, having fun based on the suffering of other people. That sort of thing. Yeah.
And I saw you on Google Talk. The idea of explaining that game at Google was to explain how to work together, finally.
Well, I didn't have a very tight when they asked me to speak, they didn't have anything really in mind other than to talk about the game and maybe a little bit about the process for designing it. It shouldn't be any surprise. There's a lot of gamers at Google, and I was at the time I was working at Yahoo, you know, a few miles away, and so some of my friends knew some other friends at Google, and they got me over there, and it was wonderful. They treated me great, and it's a great experience.
That's a nice video. I think it's really nice to. For the board game world, also to see Google presenting this kind of game, because it means that it could be interesting more than just gaming.
Yeah. Their talk series is great. After I did mine, I found out all about all sorts of other topics there. It's a great diverse. It was odd to follow like Al Gore speaking or something.
We should prepare something together.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, and now we are in Essen 2009 for the extension, mainly. I thought the extension is made in collaboration with Tom Lehman. Was the idea of the extension in your mind, or is it the collaboration with Tom Lehman that brought that in?
Yeah, I think we both had ideas for the expansion. Tom helped develop Pandemic a bit and helped test it, and he's been a kind of a mentor to me. He helped out with the development of some other games of mine. And I was just kind of tight on time, so he offered to help develop and co-design. So we both brought all of our ideas to get to the table, and a lot of the work was just trying to figure out how to pull it together into a package that people would understand. So we threw a lot of stuff out. Just try to, you know, we packaged it up as basically four different components. You know, you have basic extensions and two challenges. With that
extension, you're bringing the bioterrorist. So it's more than, it's less cooperative, let's say.
Well, you know, part of that was, you know, I like games like Scotland Yard and Clue, Museum Caper. Those are fun for me. And then another part of it was a lot of the fans really wanted something like that. So I thought, okay, we can put something in there. I didn't think it would be possible to do something with a traitor element where everybody was playing and one person was secretly working against. Because I thought that would just totally imbalance it. It would just be too hard, I thought. So, but this secret movement concept I thought would work pretty well. And I enjoyed it. So, yeah.
So that's the story of pandemic. What's in the head of Matt Leacock now? Maybe the near future? Can we have a?
Well, I'm working on a game for next year. I can't say anything about it, and you know,
we'll meet again.
Yeah, we'll meet again.
Okay, that was Matt Leacock for pandemic and the pandemic extension. So thank you very much, Matt, and see you next time.
Okay, thanks. It's been great.
Et retrouvez d'autres podcasts consacrés aux jeux de société sur le site internet www.podcast.net.
Radio Gruga, c'est bien.